Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The coronavirus crisis should not cause divisiveness in the church, but unity in God's purpose for the church. That's the headline. David James comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It seems like this present crisis is presenting a lot of difficult challenges. However, would you not say, David, it's also providing some unique opportunities for believers in the future?
Yeah, I really think you're right, Jimmy. You know, one of the things that I frequently say to people when unexpected things happen is, you know, this didn't catch the Lord by surprise. Things often catch me by surprise. I didn't see things coming, but the Lord certainly did. And that being the case, that leaves us with a couple of main questions, and that would be, what would the Lord have me to learn from this? And then what does he want me to do in the midst of this? You know, among the things we always need to learn about the Lord are, he's always in control, that he is loving, gracious, and kind, so we know that we can trust him in every situation, even the most difficult ones, meaning that there's no reason to be anxious for anything. We can also spend more time in prayer and make our needs known to him, but we always need to do it with thanksgiving, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 4. And then concerning what we can do, we can learn to be a blessing to others in some very tangible ways in our churches, for example, especially to those who are being affected the most, which could include not only the elderly, but families with children who can't go to school and those whose jobs are in jeopardy and others. And, you know, a lost world can see that we're truly Christ's disciples by our love for one another. And speaking of the lost world, there are a lot of people out there who are hurting and afraid right now. They don't know what to think about how to handle this situation. And we can meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of unsaved family and friends and coworkers and neighbors. And we can have a genuine ministry in their lives. And the results of that can be eternal. And we need to keep an eternal perspective in mind.
David James with details on how the church can unite in God's purpose and not be divisive. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. My conversation with David James, I think, was a positive approach on how the church can indeed be united in God's purpose for the church in the midst of this coronavirus crisis. I would also say that everything which is happening in our world today seems to be the stage setting for his plan for the end times. What a time for the rapture to take place. Remember 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, Jesus says he will keep his promise of the rapture, but at the same time, Jesus is not willing that any should perish, but all come to know him for salvation. Please use this time of crisis and fear to lead people to the Lord for salvation and for comfort and peace. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...